Jupiter is next. Unlike Venus, Jupiter can appear anywhere in the sky with reference to the sun, as and is indeed brightest when it rises at midnight, which means that we are closest to it in our orbit. It is not quite as bright as Venus, but brighter than anything but Venus, the sun and the moon. And again, it can and does at times appear in the sky all night long, which Venus never does and Mercury never does, and is a very conspicuous object indeed. Saturn is as bright as the 10 to 20 brightest stars, moves very slowly against the stellar background, is a kind of a yellowish color. It, in a way, is the most star-like looking of them all, perhaps. Venus and Jupiter in particular are just too bright, and on rare occasions, Mars is too bright and conspicuously orangish beyond that. Mars, however, varies a great deal in its apparent brightness. When we're really close, it's very prominent. When we are not so close, it fades down to being equivalent to about, say, the 30th brightest star in the sky, or thereabouts, rather than considerably brighter than any of them at its brightest. The apparent planetary movements, the movements of the planets against the stellar background, are very, very interesting. In fact, Mercury revolves around the sun roughly once every 88 days. It reaches the same point relative to us every 116 days. So it moves far faster, both apparently and in actual fact, than any of the other planets. Venus's orbit takes about 225 days, but it reaches the same position vis-a-vis us, say, as a maximally bright evening star.